Okay, shalom. We're back from our vacation. We're in Enaya, in the second chapter of Masechet Shabbat, Piskah Chet. That's paragraph 8. And this is a good shiur in honor of Chanukah, where Rav Kook is going to explain why is it called Chanukah and not Chinuch or Chinukah or something like that. And it's a famous Gemara, Daf Kaf Aleph, Amud Bet. My Chanukah, asks the Gemara, what is Chanukah? And Rashi explains, My Chanukah, al izanis kavua. What was the miracle for which the rabbis established the celebration? Now that's Rashi's explanation, and that's the simple meaning because the Gemara goes on and tells the story why the holiday was established. D'tanu Rabbanan v'chafei b'kislev yomei d'chanukah tamniya inun. From the 25th day of Kislev, we celebrate 8 days. That you're not allowed to eulogize and you're not allowed to fast on them. Why? The Greeks came into the temple and they defiled her, and the Maccabees were victorious, and we'll learn about the details of this next time. But what interests Rav Kook is the wording of the question, My Chanukah. What is Chanukah? It's not what do we celebrate, like Rashi explains, but what is the name Chanukah? And he explains, Hahikanes be'inyan mechudash matmid yomar bilshon hakodesh chinuch, chanuch lena'ar. Right, this is the wording, the binyan. How do you say binyan in English? The
structure.
The structure. The linguistic structure that we're familiar with, when you talk about education, you talk about chinuch, right? And what is the word of educating? Educating the children. It's from, it's mechudash matmid. It's something which is constantly growing, constantly undergoing change.
Renewal.
It's an eternal renewal, an eternal renewal. V'ra'uy le'amer chinuch, Habayit b'mikra. And accordingly, why in the world does David HaMelech call in Tehillim, what is it, Perek Lamed, Chanukat Habayit, right? When we talk about the dedication of a house, when a family builds a new house and they have a dedicated, it's called a Chanukat Habayit. It's not called a Chinuch Habayit. And Rav Kook is dealing with that. It's a weird term because the term Chinuch is something which is always used, not Chanukah. When we use the word this root, the structure of the word is chinuch, velo chanukah. Now there are actually two aspects which Rav Kook is going to talk about. First of all, chanukah is in the feminine, and chinuch is in the masculine. And second of all, chanukah, chanuch, is in the past, as opposed to chinuch, which is also in the present. It's an ongoing renewal process. And as Rav Kook is, you can imagine what he's going to do with this, he's going to say that this is a major point in successful education. Because Rav Hashem, you have a new son to work on, to educate. So you have a good Dvar Torah, a good lesson. Umnam. Erech HaChinuchu. Rav Kook starts out with education. Shemashpia al yeter hashanim shel gadlut. Everybody knows, and Freud writes a lot about how the basis of a person's formative years, they have a lot of influence on his future actions. Right? What's considered normal for you is what you get from your father, your mother, your kindergarten teacher, your surroundings. That's what chinuch, education, is about. Sharei en yadua lanu ad kama yif'al ha-chinuch u'ma yeh mishpat ha-na'ar u'ma'aseihu. Right? We don't know how much of the education is going to set in. Because life is an ongoing process. There are always new occurrences, new influences, new fads, new peer pressures, and new crises that we come across in life, education is not something that you can do just at a young age and say, okay, check, I got good education, right? And, or Rav Kook is saying there are really two important things, two important aspects. First of all, never give up. Say a kid is a problematic kid, and he's kicked out of school, and he's not accepted, and don't give up, because chinuch is an ongoing process. You never know how he's going to turn out, and it's famous in a lot of high school yearbooks, that elementary school yearbooks, that used to have the most likely to succeed, right? They still have that in American yearbooks, the kid who's most likely to succeed, right? They used to have that in America. And a lot of times you're really surprised that the guy who wasn't successful at anything, he turns out to be the most successful. There's a member of Knesset who now, without going into details, who somebody was talking Lashon Hara about him once, and he said, I was in elementary school with him, he's good for nothing, he's not smart, he's not this, he's not that. And look, you know, the guy who's putting him down, look where he is today. On the other hand, and this is at least as important, don't rest on your laurels. Don't think that if you gave your children a good education, okay, he's learned 2, 3, 4, 5 years in yeshiva, he's married, he's set in his ways, I can go and retire.
Rav Kook and Bialik, you know, somebody else would say, yeah, he's off the derrick, he's a
Kuyper. Right, that's a good example. As a matter of apparently, Bialik, when he learned in Volozhin, we know that the Netziv used to send the problematic maskilim to Rav Kook for spiritual and philosophical guidance. And if at the time it didn't work, 20, 30 years later it did. And the same thing with Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Yochanan Kohen Gadol is the high priest. Can't get any better than that. For 80 years, I'm sorry, at the age of 80. It was for many, many years. At the age of 80, he became a tzaduki. And that's the Yochanan Kohen Gadol that we praise in the Al HaNisim. He was the father of a great family. He himself was a great person. And without going into details, we have also in our generation certain rabbanim, who I'm not talking about rabbanim, who there are, you know, the rumors about this, rumors about that, rabbanim who actually sat in jail after a very important career in education. We're not just talking about, okay, they learned 3 years in yeshiva. They were actually in the rabbanut, and they actually did a lot of great work. Somewhere along the line, they stopped their education. And that's the chidush of Rav Kook. It's an ongoing process, and it works, again, both ways. Never give up hope, even if the kid looks like he's off the path. And the opposite. Don't take it for granted and say, okay, he's set. I remember after my son's wedding, my oldest son, Netanel, said, but it must be a good feeling to know that you finished your work in chinuch, that you can now enjoy your grandchildren. So I mentioned, I hadn't learned this piece yet, but I answered him, instinctively, chinuch is something that you never finish. Because it's something that you always go, and even, unfortunately, especially in today, I've heard recently several cases of families where sometimes it's even one of the spouses, the husband or the wife, who decides, even after they're married, even after they have kids, they decide they don't want to be religious anymore. And and that's why Rav Kook is saying that chinuch is worded in the mechudash matmid. It's like the word dibur, chinuch, chishuv. What is that binyan? What is that structure? Dibur. How? What would you call that in English? Diktuk. I don't want to use the wrong term, but let's not talk about what it is or what it isn't. Dibur, for example, if we're talking about that verb, literally would be translated as speech. Chishuv is calculation. Chinuch is education. It's in the now. It's in the present. It's an ongoing present.
process as opposed to, it doesn't have a, it's not, right. It's not historical.
And this is an important point, and there's something that we spoke about in the past, that Hebrew, as opposed to other languages, is not a coincidence, right? When God created the world with the Hebrew language, right? Baruch she'amar v'aya olam. God spoke and the world was. Basaram ma'marot nivra olam. God spoke in the Hebrew language 10 times, and he said. And that saying is Hebrew. So the Hebrew language, if a word is written in a certain tense, there's a philosophical reason, a hashkafic reason, why it is that way. To summarize, chinuch literally means education. It's not educating, it's not educated, but it's education. Omnam. Kol hergel tov mo'il upo'el alav lachshiro yoter ledrachim tovim v'nimtza shachinuch hu koach po'el. Right? It's true that things that we get at a young age, they stay part of you, and they leave their mark. Sometimes they'll only appear at a later time. But again, it's an ongoing process. Koach po'el al yeter hazmanim v'lo mekabel mehem pe'ula. Education is active. It's a proactive thing. Don't leave it up to chance and say, well, if my son gets accepted to this yeshiva, or we'll see where he wants to go to yeshiva, or if there's a certain program that you think is best for him, be proactive. Think of how can you convince him to want to go there? Or if he's not accepted and you're sure that there's the best place, how can I get him accepted? Right? If there's a certain thing, if you see that hadracha, leadership in a youth movement, is something very, very good, very healthy, very positive in a youth's development, right? You can call the youth leader and put in a good word for your son. Right? And if he's not accepted, it's not the end of the story. And I'm just giving examples, but even if something doesn't go your way, don't mityaish. Not only don't mityaish, don't give up hope about the child, but also don't give up hope about a certain program or a certain idea. If you're really sure that is, if it's impossible, so gamzu l'tova, right? Everything that God does is for the best. But if you see that there's a certain school or a certain program or a certain something that you know, get up and do it, right? Don't leave it up to chance. Education is an active thing. It's not passive, as Rav Kook is going to say about Chanukah, which is something which is in the past and something which is more passive. Chinuch is an active thing, right? Speak with specialists. If you have a problem, read books, go on the internet, consult with rabbis, consult with psychologists. Don't accept anything from your children, right? If there's a problem, do everything that you can. And obviously, there's a lot of siyata d'shmai involved also. But all of this goes back to what Rav Kook is stressing. God chose that the word for education is an ongoing, active, and it's in the Zachar, which we'll talk about later. Zachar, the masculine, represents activity, action, as opposed to, and the Maharal talks about this, the feminine conveys more passivity. Acceptance.
But it's also, I mean, Chanukah Lenar al pi darko, when you have a parent or an educator who's my way or the highway, and has a very clear idea of what he thinks it ought to be, but it doesn't fit the kid at all.
Obviously, there's also need humility, need openness. Yeah. There are also two parents. That's pashut.
That.
But we're not saying to do things which are counterproductive. What we're saying is that you can't just rest. You have to take an active role in the best way possible. Yeah.
Just wanted to clarify that what Rav Kook meant by the end of the Mishpat there. I mean, I understand it, the action, right? It's Poel al Yeter Azmanim. But Lomakabel Mehem Pula, what does he mean by that?
Oh, Lomakabel Mehem Pula, that's going.
Impact on the education?
That when he talks about Chanukah, which is passive, you'll see the flip side of the coin. He's gonna explain what that is. Pu'ulat Beit HaMikdash, here he already goes into it. On the other hand, when we talk about Chanukah, the dedicating of the Beit HaMikdash, I almost said dedication, and that would be the mistake.
Yeah.
Right? Rav Kook is saying the word is not dedicated, it's not dedication, it's dedicating.
It's, not the process, it's in the past. It's the act in the past.
Exactly. It's an act of the past. Pu'ulat Beit HaMikdash, when we talk about the holiday of Chanukah, or the dedicating of a house, Pu'ulat Beit HaMikdash Omnam Halohu Oro Shel Olam Mizmor Sher Chanukat HaBayit LeDavid Yerushalayim, the Beit HaMikdash, is considered the light of the world. Va'pe'ula HaGdola She'atid Hu La'asod Ba'olam, and all of the great actions that are going to come, that Yerushalayim is going to bring to the world, Gam Ba'atid HaYoter Rachok, even in a million years from now. Right? Remember, Yerushalayim is called Netzach. Right? Chazal say on the Pasuk, Lecha Hashem HaGdula VaGvura VaTiferet VaNetzach VaAhod, HaNetzach Ze Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim represents eternity. That's why it's even laughable when the Arabs or somebody thinks that they can take away Yerushalayim from the Jewish people. And even if temporarily someone's going to take it away, that's the most eternal thing. It is eternal. It is eternity in itself. She'atil la'asot bo, kvar hu gamur ve'aruch merosh. Notice Rav Kook is using the structure of the word Chanukah as bringing examples of gamur, aruch. It is established in the past. It is prepared in the past. It is dedicated in the past. It is something, in its essence, Yerushalayim is Yerushalayim. It's not something which is ongoingly developed, but it's it. Gamur v'aruch mirosh medabrim shenivru'u. Yafeh, yafeh, Yerushalayim. Yafeh.
But on the other hand, it's always being built and reinventing itself as well.
Rav Kook is going to talk about how the potential realizes itself in different ways throughout history. But the potential is a given. Maybe once we mention that, we'll already contrast it with what he's saying as opposed to education. Education, a person's personality, is not a given. There is a heck of a lot of free will. Even with nature, even with nurture, even with all of the factors that are involved, a person's education is the exact opposite of Chanukah. It's not given. Nothing is given. You can always change. You can change directions. You become a Baal Tshuva. You can strengthen yourself. You can, and this is especially important for people. Most of the people here are middle-aged people who, there's a tendency for people, you know, you get to the age of 30, 40, 50, whatever. Okay, I am who I am. You know, and okay, so I didn't do Daf Yomi till now. I guess I won't. Right, or I talk Lashon Hara
until
now.
And when your 20-year-old kid tries to get you to do something better, you say, what are you telling me?
You can't teach an old dog new tricks or things like that. You know, we look for excuses.
My wife said to her mother one time when she said that, Mommy, you're not a dog.
Okay. For those who missed that one, Yoshua says that if someone says, can't teach a dog, old dog new tricks, you're not a dog. Okay. Marom mirishon mekom mikdashenu. Rav Kook cites a pasuk in Jeremiah, which says that the lofty place of Yerushalayim is the first. It's from the beginning. Al ken berega harishon liyesodo kvar huchnu vehunchu bo kol advarim agdolim she'atidu litmalei mehem bezman yoter meuchar. Notice Rav Kook keeps using that word, different aspects of structures of that mivne of a'u, chanuka. Like for gamur, aruch. What does he say here? Hu chan, hu nach. Because that's exactly the idea. Everything is already there.
It says in the Akedah, vayaret hamakom
mirach. Oh, he's going to mention that. As we're going to do, kol advarim agdolim she'atidu litmalei mehem bezman yoter mu'achar, ela she'ein bekoach zman arishon lotzia davar el hapoal. Right? It's not time yet to realize all of the potential that's built into Yerushalayim. But it's built in, exactly. Al ken yavo hazmanim abaim v'yimal'u et asher haya b'tziyor v'koach ha'atchala rishona. Right? Nevuah comes through the Kruvim. But all the time, there are new nevuot, there are new prophecies. All of those nevuot were there in potential milchatchila, from the time that it was dedicated. Chazal say, Rav Kook is going to mention, Yerushalayim was created before the world was created. It's mamash, that is the essence of Yerushalayim. Im ken, hatchala rishona eina mashpia al hazmanim habaim. Here, notice, Rav Kook is talking about the difference between masculine and feminine. The masculine words are the more mashpia, the influencer, and the active, and as opposed to the feminine, which is the passive. Okay? Shereinu nishbira al hazmanim habaim, sharei kvar hakol tzafui aruch u'mitukan. Again, aruch, mitukan, chanuka, ki I efshar shiye b'ofen acher. It can't be an otherwise. Ki yesodo shel olam lo yimot. If Yerushalayim is the basis of the world, how can a base change? Right? You need yitzivut. You need that stability. And that's exactly what Yerushalayim is about. Yerushalayim is called Kisei Hashem, the throne of God. You can't sit on a chair if it's wobbly. Maseh Hashem yeh lo olam. Whatever God decides to do, that is eternal. Ela she'azmanim abaim mashpi'im al hazman arishon. Klomar, mimal'im et hanitan bekoach b'atchala rishona, v'lo haya az efshar latzeit el hapoal. That is, over history, yes, different things do happen to Yerushalayim. But it was all there original, in the original. Alken, kruyahi Chanukah. That's why the dedicated temple, and the holiday of the dedicated is worded in the past, Chanukah, and in the feminine. Klomar, mushpa'at. It's influenced. Mikoach kol ha'atid anizgav tamid. Ki chol ma she'yeh bedor ha'acharon, migiloi or Hashem uchvodo ha'yedei or Hashem shebebayit, nachon v'nisa asher yinharu elav kol ha'goyim. Rav Kook talks about in the beginning of Yeshayahu, it says that, v'yaba charit ha'yamim, in the end of days. What is that term, in the end of days? That sounds like it's something that there's going to be a chidush in the end of days. Rav Kook said, no. It's built in. We know it's going to be. Whether it's going to happen on this date or that day, excuse me, that's just a detail of when it's going to be realized, but it's there. Hu kvar aruch bezman ha'atchala, shemitoch kach nikva'a bo kedusha elyona. That's why Yerushalayim has such a high level of holiness. And here's the pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, already in the time of Avraham Avinu. Why is Yerushalayim called Yerushalayim? That there Hashem Yera'eh, Asher Ye'amer, Hayom Bar Hashem Yera'eh. Rav Kook is giving a beautiful explanation. That already today, Asher Ye'amer Hayom, already today in the time of Avraham Avinu, God will be seen there.
It switches from active to passive. Hashem Yireh Asher Ye'amer Hayom Bar Hashem Yira'eh.
Right. The stress is on that it's already said today of what's going to be in the future.
And that's about Nevuah.
Zot Menuchati Adei Ad. Again, another pasuk regarding Yerushalayim. This is my resting place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, forever. Now, God doesn't change. He doesn't move from Chicago to New York, or from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has a resting place that is his, that's built in, that is his eternal resting place. He doesn't change his mind. Im ken, ha'atidot anizgavot kulan mashpiot lemalei et ha'atchala. V'lo kechinuch pashut she'eino yodea derech yivchar, she'ein ha'atchala ba'alat metziut. In education, the beginning, when you educate a child towards values in a classroom, you're not really doing anything actual. It's theoretical. You hope that he will use it. You hope he'll be idealistic. You hope he'll do the Torah and mitzvot. But in the classroom, it's you're trying to influence the future. But in the end, you're not. It's not the past which is koveya. It's the future. It's the ongoing life which is decides who a person is going to be. Ve'lo yitachen lomar aleha ki im mashe mashpat al ha'atid, al ken yomar chinuch lashon zachar mashpia. That's why chinuch, again, not only is it worded in the eternal ongoing, but it's also worded in the masculine. That it's something that is active. That, again, don't rest on your laurels, and also don't give up hope. Keep going. Umnam, b'mikdash asher lo'olam zot al Yisrael, makom oro shel olam, b'atchala yesh kvar hakol. Regarding the Beit HaMikdash, regarding Yerushalayim, everything is there from the very beginning. Ela shehazmanim ba'im yashlimua v'yifatchua. But the different occurrences, they are the ones who complete her stage by stage. But it's all there milchatchila. And that's why tikare chanukah, which is in the feminine, lashon mikabelet umushpat, umitoch shehi kayemet b'chol tzivyona, ובכל כוח קדושתה של העתיד הרחוק, השלם ותכלית גם בעצם ימי הירידה והעלמה. Even during the time of Churban, even when there's no Beit HaMikdash, and there's no Malchut, and Yerushalayim is not it realizing her potential, she is just as holy. And Rav Kook is without a doubt relating here to the halacha, as almost all the poskim hold like the Rambam, Kedushat Yerushalayim is Kedushat L'sha'ata, ve. Kedusha latid levo. It's something which is eternal. It's not something which really, it doesn't depend what flag is there. It doesn't depend what army is there. Obviously, we're supposed to realize the potential. But the essence is there and is not subject to change. As opposed to education, where again, Yochanan, Kohen Gadol, even at the age of 80, is still subject to change. Al ken, lo yuchlu zarim, even foreigners and non-Jewish governments, they can never totally extinguish Oro Shel Olam, Yerushalayim, which is the light of the world. Kisham Adir Lanu Hashem Elokeinu. Just like Hashem is eternal, she says, I am Yerushalayim. Sham Adir Lanu. God, our God is there. Ir Ozlanu Yeshua Yashit Chomot V'Chel. Rav Kook here is giving a beautiful, innovative explanation to the Pasuk that Yerushalayim, the city of our strength, she gives the Yeshua, the redemption. Chomot V'Chel. She is the Netzach, she is the strength. Because in her essence, you don't even need to be active. It's all there. I'd come.
Yeah, so cool. Yeah.